Hi, this is Laura.
And this is Mike.
And we're just going to talk about some things that have been going on. The Watch Awards we attended on Sunday evening and the busy weekend we had, and therefore we're a little bit behind on our reviews, but our goal this week is to catch up.
Yeah, this past weekend was a super busy weekend, one of those perfect storms where everything happens all at once. Friday night, we traveled up to Annapolis, and we saw our first show at the Colonial Players, Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We interviewed Mike Godot, who is the treasurer of the Colonial Players, and talked with us. And that interview is on our website right now, so go take a look at it.
And the review for Jekyll and Hyde, which is a wonderful show. You need to make plans to go up to Annapolis in the next month. Yep. The full review will be up sometime on Tuesday.
Yep, go have some seafood.
And then on Saturday morning, we had rehearsal for church. We are both in our church's Easter program. So if you've seen me lately, you can see I'm growing a beard because I am playing a 50-year-old Jewish potter. So the director asked all the men who are playing Jewish characters to grow their beards out. So I'm really fuzzy right now, and it's starting to itch and drive me crazy. So if you've got a beard, give me some hints on how to make it not itch so much.
And I play one of the followers of Jesus. My name is Hava.
And then after we had our rehearsal, we went over to Young People's Theater here in Woodbridge, and we saw the youth of Young People's Theater. They did Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yes, and that review will hopefully be up on Tuesday or Wednesday as well. That was a cute show. Those were a lot of fun. And it didn't rain, so they could be heard very well.
And then after that, we had a matinee performance over at the Springfield Community Theater for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which we were shadowing, and we'll be talking more about that later this week in a discussion exclusively on that subject.
Yes, and we have two more people that we interviewed at that performance, and we'll have those up by the end of the week as well. So come back and check out those interviews.
And then to finish out our long day Saturday, we saw Providence Players' production of Good Help Is So Hard to Murder, and that review will be up on Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
Sunday afternoon, we packed up and went over to Upstart Crow in Manassas, Virginia, for their performance of Much Ado About Nothing. And then after that, we stayed and recorded the talkback session that went on that was really interesting.
Yeah, the talkback was the cast and crew just talking about the show, answering questions from the audience. And Upstart Crow does that for all their performances. More theaters should do that because it really helps educate people more about how theater works and gets them interested in it.
And then after that, to finish up the evening, we travel over to the Birchmere to see the Watch Awards and had a really good time with that.
Yep, the Watch Awards, this was for 2006 performances by community theaters in the area that are a member of Watch.
And Watch is the Washington Area Theater Community Honors.
The ceremony was sold out. We did advertise on the back of the playbill, so hopefully some people who are coming to the site now heard about us there. So that was a big thing for us. So we have spent the last few weeks cleaning up the website and tweaking things. And we didn't get everything done that needs to get done. So if you see anything funny with the website, definitely let us know about it. Yeah, we saw almost all the shows that were nominated this year. We did miss several of the ones that were in the fall, since that was in the time of your life. So we did miss several nominated shows. Most of the winners we actually agreed with. The show I was in, The Time of Your Life at Providence Players, was nominated for four different awards, and we didn't win any of them, but it's an honor to be nominated.
You just had to say that, didn't you?
I just had to say that. I wasn't nominated, but John Cassia as Kit Carson for an outstanding performance as a featured actor in a play. And then the set was nominated for set construction, for set design, and for set decoration and dressing. So they lost out to the various pieces down at Port Tobacco Players, which was pretty good. Those were pretty good shows down there. Okay, so let's just talk about the ceremonies. Mike Baker Jr. was the master of ceremonies. Did a fine job. I think some of the jokes he told last year, some of them sounded oddly familiar. Got to stay fresh somehow. That's probably tricky to do. Award ceremony about community theater every year for 6 or 7 years now. So we saw the Seuss Skull performed by Port Tobacco Players. They did a good job with that, of course. They were nominated for Best Musical. Mm-hmm. And
had a strong contingent.
There were a lot of Port Tobacco people there.
Yes, there were.
And that's because two of their shows were nominated for, like, tons of awards.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they were both big cast shows, Seussical and Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm-hmm. And they were both great shows,
they
won lots of awards.
Mm-hmm. The other musicals that were nominated for Best Musical all had songs performed. They included Everybody's Got the Right from Assassins at Kensington Arts Theater. And then you had Run Freedom Run, which was Your In Town, Kensington Arts Theater. Then you had Poor Wandering One, performed by Laura Waymire with Pirates of Penzance, Arlington Players. Then you had Tell Me It's Not True, Blood Brothers, Eldon Street Players.
It was really interesting that Andy Esquerdo was in three of the five nominated pieces.
Yeah, just as soon as he got sitting down and comfortable, he got to jump back up and go backstage and change so he could come on and perform.
And the presenter that stole the show tonight was Ryan Talbot, who was nominated last year for portraying Tommy at age 4 in The Who's Tommy at the Little Theater of Alexandria. Ryan read the nominations for Outstanding Performance as a Lead Actor in a Play and did a great job. Outstanding Achievement in Special Effects was the only tie for the evening. Keith Linville and John Merritt for A Midsummer Night's Dream. And Russ Weiland, Bob Gray, and Ken and Patty Crowley for Blythe Spirit at LTA.
Yeah, so we saw both of those. Those were both really good shows.
Those were both really good shows. Yeah, really good effects.
Our reviews are on the website for that.
Outstanding Achievement in Set Paintings, Juliana Bogdan, A Midsummer Night's Dream. It was a gorgeous set. That's one thing that Watch should encourage their theaters to do, would be to submit photographs of the sets. So that I know they can't put it in this playbill, but they should be able to put it on their website to show all five or six of the sets. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's 108 shows this coming year, 2007. I think all 107 theaters, someone on the cast or crew has a camera and can take a picture of the set. They don't need full 35mm, 10-megapixel pictures, but they need to take a picture of the set and then give the photograph or the JPEG file to Watch. And then the ones that are nominated for things that are like set painting or set design or set dressing or props, you know, show us some of the props. I mean, most people don't get to go to every single show. I mean, you and I go to 3 to 5 shows a week, and we only saw about 75% of the shows that were nominated this year. So it would be kind of cool if people could actually see, you know, what is going on.
Yeah, because like the show that we shadowed, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, watching the set come together was really interesting because, you know, it started as just, you know, a bare floor, and then over time you saw it built up and, you know, the monkey bars get painted and the doghouse get painted and everything. And when it was finally finished, it came together really well. It looked good. So it would be neat to see kind of, you know, a process of that. And we did take some pictures, and those are available on our website as well.
So if Springfield were to be nominated for Best Set Design or Set Painting, it'd be kind of cool to be able to see that and compare it to Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which we saw tonight at Port Tobacco Players, just so people can compare, you know, because most people aren't going to see all five or six nominated shows. So it'd be really good, I think, to have that available. Okay, let's move on. Outstanding Achievement in Stage Combat Choreography was won by Tom Witherspoon for Noises Off at the Arlington Players.
We did see that show. That was really good to see that. And there was some serious stage choreography going on in that one.
That's why it won, obviously. Outstanding Performance as a Featured Actor in a Play was won by Terry Spann as Willie Johnston in Miss Evers' Boys at Hard Bargain. That was a great show.
Yes, that was good.
It had two nominated actors for featured actor, so that's competition against yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting, because if you have one really great actor, it kind of pulls everybody up, and they all work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's what happened, and Terry Spann won that. Outstanding Achievement in Hair Design, Sheila R. Hyman at Seussical at Port Tobacco. kind of interesting that the shows that have won a lot of these awards, the 2 years that we've been to the Watch Awards now, have been the fantasy-type shows. This year, it was Pork Tobacco's Seussical. Last year, a lot of the awards went to Beauty and the Beast. So it's interesting that the things that let you be more creative win the awards. So it kind of is interesting that if you do a regular play, it's going to be harder to win an award for hair design. Because it's hair. You know, it's just a person. Outstanding achievement in set construction. This was won by John Merritt, CJ Gardner, and Mike Merritt, Midsummer Night's Dream at Port Tobacco. That was an incredible set. They were climbing the walls. They were climbing trees. There were hidden entrances. There were places for the fairies to hide down in the grass and the tree roots. It was incredible. The handholds that they climbed up on, you couldn't see until they used them. And then once they were done using them, you know, their foot had moved off. You couldn't see it anymore. It was very impressive.
And then we had outstanding achievement in properties. The winner was Sue Belmore, John Merritt, and Joe Stein, again for Seussical at Port Tobacco.
And we saw that show, and someone that we were sitting with asked us, what were the props like? And I can't remember.
I just remember they were colorful, they were big, I mean, oversized.
Yeah, so maybe they could have, you know, these props have to go someplace. So things that are not, I guess they can't hang around for a whole year. So again, maybe photographs would be cool. So take some pictures of some of the props that get used and then make them available so we can get an idea and some ideas of what these things look like. Outstanding achievement in makeup design was won by Sheila R. Hyman for
Seussical.
For Seussical.
For Tobacco Players. And then outstanding performance as a lead actor in a musical. Andy Esquerdo as Mickey with Blood Brothers, Eldon Street Players. That was a fantastic show. That was one of our standout shows for the year.
That was actually our very first standout show.
Ever. Oh, wow,
our inaugural standout show. And notice again that Josh Doyle as Eddie was also nominated. Mm-hmm. So you had two superb actors, you know, helping each other, supporting each other, and they both get nominated for an award. That's pretty good.
And we had outstanding achievement in set decoration and set dressing. The winner was Karen Cliley, John Merritt, and Rachel Wallace for A Midsummer Night's Dream at Port Tobacco.
Yep, we saw four of those five shows. So don't know about Bus Stop, we missed that one. But the other shows, yeah, I think that was the right decision. Even though my show, The Time of Your Life, wasn't there. But it was a good thing to lose to. Midsummer Night's Dream was incredible.
And then outstanding performance as a lead actor in a play. The winner was Darius Susadelis as Bobby Rayburn in Coyote on a Fence for Silver Spring Stage. That was a good show.
That was a fantastic show. And if we had had our standout show designation at that point, we would have named that as a standout show.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Outstanding performance as a lead actress in a musical. The winner was Anita Miller as Miss Johnstone in Blood Brothers.
Outstanding show. She did a great job. Outstanding achievement in set design. The winner was John Merritt, Midsummer Night's Dream for Port Tobacco Players.
That was such a tough category. I really thought Noises Off would win that from the Arlington Players, Jared Davis. Mm-hmm. That was the show where they actually rotated the entire set on wheels during the second intermission. And everybody was sitting there watching it, and the fact that just rotating the set got applause.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it would be at least nominated. I really thought it might win because that took real engineering and design to rotate the set.
And then, basically it was two complete sets.
It was two complete sets that were both usable on the same platform. That was an incredible set.
And then Outstanding Musical, the winner was Blood Brothers, Eldon Street Players. Again, fantastic show. I think it got a standing ovation the night we were there and probably every night because it was just incredible.
It was incredible. And then the Outstanding Play, the winner was Coyote and a Fence at Silver Spring. It was a superb show. So for the five shows that were nominated for Outstanding Musical, we saw four of the five, and I would have picked Blood Brothers. Yeah, easy to say now, I realize. And then for the Outstanding Play, we saw all five shows, and I would have said Coyote on a Fence. I would have gotten those right. So next year, I'm going to go public with my two guesses for the Outstanding Musical and Outstanding Play.
Okay, yep. So, tune in 2008.
Yep. Maybe we can give prizes. We can make a contest out of it and have people send in their guesses. And whoever guesses right, we'll give them something. We'll have to figure that out.
Mm, yep, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You never
know. So, the Watch Awards, last night at the Birchmere was sold out. Keep working hard on the shows. I know you all do. I know we really enjoy the work that goes into these shows. Another thing we need to say, there were three new theaters introduced at the Watch Awards last night.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed people from two of those theaters.
Yeah, Colonial Players and Laurel Mill Playhouse. And have those interviews up on our website as well. So take a look at those. Really interesting stuff. A lot of really good history with those theaters.
Yep, we tried to interview Second Flight Productions. We couldn't hook up our schedule. So hopefully this week or sometime next week we can get together with someone from Second Flight and do an introduction to them.
Go Hokies.
Yep, we're Hokies too, so that's kind of cool.
Well, I think that's about it for now. We'll get busy with our reviews and get those up on the website as soon as we can.
Yep, we've got a bunch of shows coming up this week as well. Easter is about five weeks out, and so that week there aren't any shows. So right after that, though, there's a ton. So shows are starting to open up this week. So you can check out the schedules on showbizradio.net/schedule. See what's playing and choose what shows you want to go see.
Yes, we also have some auditions that are coming up for shows in everywhere, May, June time. So you can check that out at showbizradio.net/auditions.
Another feature of our website is we do have a block where you can advertise your upcoming shows. That is something you do have to pay for. I think it's pretty reasonably priced. We do get around, in a month, we're getting around 10,000 people a month to visit the site. Half a month right now is $75 for your ads to be seen by about 5,000 to 6,000 people. That's not bad at all.
Exposure is always a good thing.
Exposure is a good thing. It's part of the marketing. Helps support us. Not enough to live off of, but it helps us pay for gas to see all these shows.
Okay, so if you're in the D.C. area and the show's going on, have your director or producer or the publicity person contact us, and our contact information is available on our website. And we'd love to come out and do an interview so we can have that as kind of a separate piece from the review of the show when we go out there.
What we're trying to do is just encourage live theater in the D.C. region. We are focusing more on the community theater and the smaller professional theaters. We wouldn't mind doing bigger theaters, I guess, but there's already lots of places out there that do that. Potomac Stages, D.C. Theater Reviews, The Washington Post. So the community theaters seem to get a short shrift, so that's what we're going to focus on mostly.
And now, on with the show.